Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we're talking about something called distance learning, the distance learning trend in our unit on trends today. And this is when you learn from a remote location, hence the term distance learning.
You're not actually sitting in a classroom with a lot of other classmates and a teacher to watch. You're actually at home on your computer, and a lot of degrees are being earned this way. A lot of online degrees are possible, and it's helping out a lot of people, I know.
Indeed. So distance learning is what we're talking about today. And I guess in a sense, our radio program here is an example of distance learning, but technically, I think most people think of distance learning as done in front of a computer screen, and you can see the teacher there who's teaching in a remote location like in London or New York or someplace like that. But in this case, hey, if you want to boost those grades, you want to get better grades to make your parents happy, then you might consider distance learning. Let's get to it here. Let's listen to the first part of our lesson right now. Somewhere in Asia, a student is seated with his daily lesson in front of him. Since he enrolled in this class, his English abilities have drastically improved. Whenever he makes an error, his instructor provides him with immediate feedback. The most incredible thing about this scenario is that the student and teacher aren't in the same room. This innovative teaching method is called distance learning, a popular way of learning in today's online society. It is a new technology which enables everyone to learn from great teachers regardless of their locations. Students can simply get online and connect with instructors by using their computers. In many cases, teachers use special software to monitor their students, chart their progress, and identify where they need improvement. In most cases, distance learning is conducted on an individual basis, but group sessions are also feasible. One of the most successful websites that provides distance learning is Khan Academy. Its creator, Salman Khan, aims to provide a free world-class education to anyone, anywhere. He began his project by making a few short videos to tutor his cousin, and the idea blossomed from there. After watching some of Khan's lessons, Bill Gates was so impressed that he had his charity provide funding for the project. This enabled millions of students around the globe to benefit from this technology. Although classes are available in every subject imaginable, foreign language learning seems to be the most popular subject. When it comes to learning a new language, the more practice you get, the more your skills will improve, and distance learning can provide you with many chances to practice with your instructor. If you're serious about your academic progress, you should definitely consider giving distance learning a closer look.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at the title here. You want to boost your grades with distance learning. To boost means you increase something. You can increase the power or the force of something or even the amount of something. So if you want to boost your grades, you're going to bring your grades up. You're going to give them a little help. So they're higher than they were before. So you're going to boost your grades. How? Well, with distance learning. Tom and I were talking about this before we began the program, how we think it's a little strange that it's not distant learning, but it's distance learning. Here we're taking a noun and we're actually using it as an adjective. And this is the official name these days of distance learning. I think this idea has been around a long time because even when I was in college, which was a while ago, we could take courses from home. I would be given a CD to listen to and then course material to fill out, and then I'd send it back for the instructor to grade, and then I'd test in a library instead of at school.
Yeah, that reminds me, way back in the day, there was something called correspondence classes or something.
Home study,
Home study, you didn't actually have to go to a class. But I guess as technology improves, we can use our computers, and I bet we can even use our smartphones to take lessons online.
Cool.
That's why you might be hearing people talking to themselves on the train, because they're actually learning language lessons through distance learning on their smartphones. Although I have yet to hear that. I'm just actually kidding here. But let's give you a certain kind of situation here. This could be happening somewhere in Asia. Asia is a big continent. It could be China, India, Korea, wherever. We've got a student, and that student is seated with his daily lesson in front of him. Your daily lesson, of course, is what you're supposed to learn that day. And since he enrolled in this class, his English abilities have drastically improved. So, of course, if you want to take a class, you need to first enroll in that class. And that means you go down to wherever it is they're having the class, you pay the money, you give them some information, you figure out the schedules, and maybe you get your textbooks there and stuff like that. You basically sign up for the class.
Mm-hmm. You can also enroll in classes like exercise classes. They've got great community classes here in Taiwan that you can sign up for, like a Pilates class. You have to enroll first, sign up, pay a fee so that the teacher has your name. So once this person in Asia enrolls in the class, his English abilities have drastically improved since he's enrolled. So from the time he's been in the class, he's really been able to improve his English. Drastically is an adverb form of the adjective drastic. If something's drastic, it's extreme in effect, or maybe very serious or severe. If you have to make drastic cuts at work, it means you're probably going to have to let some people go, to fire them. Drastic, severe, things you'd really notice. But drastically improved means improved to a great degree. It's very, very obvious. It's kind of extreme as to how much this person's improved.
I could give you an example way back in 1929 when the stock market crashed. We could say stock prices drastically decreased. They went down by a large degree, and everybody got broke overnight. But that was a long time ago. Hopefully that won't happen again. But here, since this fella or this girl, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl here. It does say him here. Yes, so
yeah,
it is. It could be a girl, though. You never know. I mean, boys, girls can all do this kind of stuff. But in this case, it is a boy. And since he enrolled in this class, his English abilities have improved greatly, drastically. So that's good for him. And whenever he makes an error is a mistake, his instructor provides him with immediate feedback. An instructor is basically a teacher. It's a fancy way of describing a teacher. It kind of depends on the situation. I wouldn't call someone who teaches you how to drive a driving teacher. I would call that person a driving instructor. But your music teacher or your music instructor, it just kind of depends on the situation.
Yeah, but usually if you're talking about university professors, we call those people professors. Typically an instructor, if you're talking about someone who teaches in a college or university, they typically only have their master's degree. So this instructor is providing the student with immediate feedback. Instructor can also be used for classes like swimming classes, dancing classes. It's a little more formal, though, than saying my dancing teacher, my dance instructor. Yeah. Well, this person is going to try to provide the student with immediate feedback. Feedback, as soon as something's done. Feedback is a non-count word. Please never say feedbacks.
Oh. No. Oh.
Doesn't that hurt?
Oh.
Hurts my ears.
Oh, I didn't even know people said it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I teach business people a lot, and they sometimes will say feedbacks. Ah.
Oh.
Feedback is really helpful information. It could be criticism, but it's given to someone so that they can improve their performance in the future. So once you start working, you'll get feedback from your boss on how you did on a particular project. And, you know, your boss might say you're doing these things well, but you need to improve here. All of that is included in the feedback.
Feedback also occurs like at a concert or a speech when the microphone is turned on too loud, and then you get this loud squeak sound. Yeah, that's feedback as well. Now, the most incredible thing about this scenario is that the student and teacher aren't in the same room. So this is incredible. Incredible means it's wonderful, it's really great, but also notice here incredible means not credible. In other words, something that's difficult to understand. How could that be? It's so wonderful, it's so magnificent that I can hardly believe it.
Hard to believe. A scenario just means a description of something that could possibly take place, possibly happen. So the most unbelievable thing about this situation is that the student and teacher aren't even in the same room. And that's what's so cool about the distance learning. When Tom and I were talking about correspondence courses or home study, it wasn't immediate feedback that we got. I had to wait for the mailman to take my tests or homework.
You didn't have email back then?
No. Send them
Gee.
In. Well, you couldn't email it, Tom, because it's actual paper that they would give you to fill out. So
Boy.
It's not like you could just write a report. I had to do a lot of exercises and stuff like that. So the mailman would take it, and then the teacher would return the corrected homework. So this is really great that you could get immediate feedback.
Very nice. Now, we're describing this as an innovative teaching method, and this innovative teaching method is called distance learning. Innovative means it basically involves new methods or new ideas, things that really haven't been tried before. It's very imaginative. It's very inventive. It's like a new invention. So it's innovative. It's like a totally new way of doing things.
Mm. And it's also called, as we mentioned before, distance learning. So becoming a really popular way of learning in today's online society. Oh, although I spend enough time online, I wouldn't want to spend any more in a class. I just finished teaching a client of mine who was taking a class from Harvard
Ooh.
Online. Her company paid for their whole group to take this course. And that would be kind of cool to have a Harvard professor teaching you. That's the only way you could do it unless you wanted to move to Boston. So it's kind of a cool way to learn and have access to really superior professors.
And you don't want to move to Boston because then you'd be forced to watch baseball games there with the Red Sox. Who wants to watch Red Sox games, huh, Stephanie?
Not me.
Not you, okay. But in any case, yes, it's a popular way of learning in today's online society. Everybody's online, and it is a new technology which enables everyone to learn from great teachers regardless of their location. So regardless of here means it doesn't matter where they are. You can learn no matter where they are. They could be in Madrid, Spain, or they could be in Timbuktu in Africa. Those are different locations or places where things are.
So this phrase regardless of just means it's not affected by something. You're not being stopped by something. For example, I could say I have a friend who runs every day regardless of the weather. So he runs every day no matter what the weather is like. So you can have access or learn from these great teachers no matter where you are. Your location is simply your place or position. So that's kind of a cool idea. We're going to talk more about this distance learning, folks, but first we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 在今天的文章一刚开始就给了你一个情境。第一个空格前面提到，当他选读这个班级，他的英文能力也大幅的增加了。接着是第一个空格，句子后面写着 ,blank one, he makes an error, his instructor provides him with immediate feedback. 每当他犯了一个错误，他的老师就会立即的给予回馈。要选择一个连接词来连接前后的两个子句。我们来看一下第一题的 A 选项 ,wherever, 无论在何处 ,B, whatever, 无论什么 ,C, whenever, 无论什么时候 ,D, however, 无论如何。搭配句意，后面提到犯错，老师就立即给予回馈，所以是跟时间有关系。所以搭配文意，第一题我们选 C, whenever, 表示学生每次犯了错误，老师就可以立即给予回馈。 接着第二个空格提到 The most incredible thing about this scenario is blank to the student and teacher aren't in the same room. 最难以想象的事情呢就是什么？老师跟学生根本不在同一间教室。That 连接后面的子句用来当作是主词的补语。所以整个情况最难以想象的事情就是这样子的一个状况跟事实。所以在这一题里面比较是跟文法有关，所以我们答案第二题就选 D, that 连接后面的子句用来当作是主词的补语。而这里所谈的就是 distance learning, 中文翻成远距教学。第三个空格的句子提到 It is a new technology which enables everyone to learn from great teachers blank three their locations.其实远距教学就是一个新的科技，可以让每一个人呢，不管你的地点是在哪里，都可以从伟大的老师身上学习到东西来。所以第三题我们来看一下不同的选项。选项 A, regardless of, 不论是什么。B, thanks to, 多亏于。C, rather than, 而不是。D, aside from, 除了什么什么之外，远距教学代表着就是不论你的位置在哪里，都可以有学习的发生。所以第三题配合句意，我们答案选 A, regardless of.
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson today. We're talking about distance learning and anybody anywhere can learn things from teachers anyplace and anytime. Basically, you enroll for classes. I suppose you do it online. You enter your credit card number and give them some information. And hey, there you are. Voila. You are taking a class online with distance learning. So again, it's innovative. It's a new way of learning.And you can do this regardless of your location. Now, students can simply get online and connect with instructors by using their computers, your laptop computer, your PC, your Mac, your smartphone. And in many cases, teachers use special software to monitor their students, chart their progress, and identify where they need improvement. First of all, let's talk about this word monitor here.Monitor is a noun, of course, you know what that is. Your computer at home, your PC at home has a monitor where you see everything there. It's like a small TV screen. But in this case here, monitor is a verb. It means they kind of check on you, they watch you, they kind of make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and if they see you're having problems, they kind of come in and help you out.
A group of people that are constantly monitoring patients would be nurses in hospitals.They check to see if their hearts are, functioning correctly, if their blood pressure's going up, if they need anything, to chart. You know, you probably know what a chart is as a noun. It's one of those graphs that shows information, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you chart as a verb, it means you watch the changes over time or, watch progress that's being made over time. Analysts who chart trends in the stock market will notice if the stocks are going up one year and down the next. Well, they chart the students' progress. So they keep track of what they're doing, if they're making progress or maybe sliding back, maybe, not doing so well. Then they also will identify where the students need improvement. To identify here means you kind of find out what something is. So they're kind of finding out if the students need help, if they're okay,And if they can just relax and leave them alone.
Yeah, sure. You betcha. Now, in most cases, distance learning is conducted on an individual basis. Here we have the verb to conduct. And to conduct here means, well, it's basically refers to when someone organizes something and makes it happen. to conduct something. You carry it out. For example, you can conduct yourself. Your behavior is a way of conducting yourself. If you act well, if you act like a gentleman or a lady, that's how you conduct yourself. Or you could say that's good conduct. That's the noun form here. But here, what they're doing is they are conducting people as they're learning online here. And you can kind of watch. It's similar to monitoring them.
So learning is carried out or conducted on an individual basis. Individual means by a person, person to person, person by person basis. So individuals learn on their own. But there also are group sessions available. The client I was telling you about who took a Harvard course was actually with a group of coworkers that she studied with. A session is just a noun that means a period of time that you use to do something, some sort of activity. I might say, hey, tonight I have a band practice session. Tom and I have a recording session later on this afternoon together.
Yeah.
You can use it to talk about doing something for a period of time.
These people you're talking about, when they took this group class, did they all have to be in the same classroom, or could they be at different computer terminals, but at the same time?
They were all in their own offices, but they were all, taking part in the same meeting, you could say.
But from different computers.
Yeah, different
computers. Okay, so it's very flexible here.
Yeah.
And that's an example of a group session. If something's feasible, that means it can be done. It is feasible. It is doable, you could say. So, yes, group sessions are possible. You just need enough people, and they all need to be there, I guess, at the same time. Now, one of the most successful websites that provides distance learning is called Khan Academy. Khan there. Is that Genghis Khan, the famous conqueror in Asia? I don't know, but its creator is someone by the name of Salman Khan. Does that sound like an Indian name to you?
It's Middle Eastern.
Okay, It doesn't really matter, but I'm just kind of curious myself. And the creator aims to provide a free world-class education to anyone, anywhere. So education, we all know what that is. Basically, that's the process of receiving instruction so that you can learn things and pass tests and graduate from high school, go on to college, get a good job, and make a ton of money.
This quote, a free world-class education to anyone, anywhere, is actually a quote from Khan himself. It's kind of his slogan, you know. You can get a world-class education. World-class means really high class, number one. So he began his project by just making a few short videos for his cousin. His cousin asked Khan if he would tutor him. If you tutor someone, you teach someone, usually just one single subject, but you could have a tutor that helps you with math and English at the same time. Well, he made these videos to help his cousin, and the idea blossomed from there. If something blossoms, it means it grows, it fully develops after a while. Blossom can also be a noun. It just means that little bud on a flower before it opens. And if it blossoms, that flower actually opens. The petals open up. Here, we're just saying it developed fully. I could also say, oh, their friendship began to blossom during the summer. They started out not knowing each other very well, and then they became very good friends.
Isn't that amazing? It blossomed like a flower.
Yeah.
And after watching some of Khan's lessons, Bill Gates was so impressed that he had his charity provide funding for the project. So even Bill Gates was watching Salman Khan's lessons, and he was impressed. If you're impressed, something gives you a good impression. You see it, and you think, wow, that's so cool. I'm impressed. You could be impressed when somebody does something that you don't expect. Like a girl I know by the name of Vivian just opened her mouth and started speaking fluent Russian. I was so impressed.
Wow.
I had no idea that she could even speak a word of Russian.
Cool. So you're kind of, you feel admiration for that person, or maybe you're just really interested. He was impressed, and so he directed or asked his own charity, you know, Bill Gates has a big charity, to provide funding for Khan's project. Funding is the money that is provided for something to take place. So he actually donated some of his charity's funds for the project. This allowed or enabled, made it able, for millions of students around the globe to benefit from this technology. If you benefit from something, it means it helps you. I could say I really benefited from the experience of traveling around the world. I learned so much about other people and other cultures. So this was a great thing. Bill Gates saw it and went, I want to help this guy. I like this idea.
Cool. Now, although classes are available in every subject imaginable, foreign language lessons or learning seems to be the most popular subject. So I've got different classes available, which means they are easily used or obtained. You can get them easily. Imaginable means you could also say any subject that you can imagine, that you can think of. But most people want to learn foreign languages. And when it comes to learning a new language, the more practice you get, the more your skills will improve. So when it comes to, that just means when we talk about this. So if you're talking about learning a new language, hey, the more practice you have, the more your skills will improve. And distance learning can provide you with many chances to practice with your instructor. Hey, what a good idea. I think I'm going to try to improve my Chinese through distance learning.
So if you're really serious about your academic progress, academic just means it relates to your school, your education. If you're really serious about being more educated, you should definitely consider giving distance learning a closer look. Definitely means without doubt, you should certainly do this. I've been asked by some companies to be an English teacher online. That would be a distance learning experience for me. So if you need some more help, check into distance learning. Maybe it can be something that's good for you.
Okay, everybody, it's time now to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
远距教学要怎么做呢？在第四个空格的句子提到 ,In many cases, teachers use special software to monitor their students, chart their progress, and blank for where they need improvement. 有时候呢，老师可以用一些特别的软体来监控学生的学习，记录他们的进步，并且呢，怎么样，他们在哪里需要改进。第四题的 A 选项 ,identify, 有确认指明 ,B, situate, 始位于或定位 ,C, reflect, 反射映照 ,D,expose, 使曝露使接触。老师需要帮助学生确认跟指明他们在哪个地方需要改进。所以根据文意第四题我们可以选 A, identify。接着第五个空格 ,In most cases, distance learning is conducted on aand blank five basis, but group sessions are also feasible. 这里的关键字在后面提到的 group sessions, 如果是团体的话也是可行的。那么相对照团体，其实远距教学本来主要是针对个人为主。所以第五题我们来看一下 A 选项的 regular, 规律的 ,B, individual,个人的 ,C, collective, 共同的 ,D, delicate, 娇弱的。既然是团体也可行，其实本来远距教学是针对个人为主，所以第五题我们答案是选 B, individual。在这里的 on an individual basis 就是指以个人为主的。而其中最有名的远距教学的网站创始人呢，我们来看一下第六个句子。Its creator, Salman Khan, aims to provide a free world-class blank six to anyone, anywhere. 其实他有一个信念，就是要提供呢世界级的什么给任何一个人，在不管身处何地。第六题，根据文意，其实这种学习就是要给大家教育，所以第六题我们大家可以选 D, education。A 的选项 definition 解释成为定义 ,B, admiration, 敬佩 ,C, reputation, 名声都不符合句意。最后一题 ,C 选项提到 ,although classes are blank seven in every subject imaginable,事实上呢，远距教学不管是哪一个科目，只要你想象得到都是可以获得的。所以第七题搭配文意，我们可以选 C, available, 可获得的。其他的选项 A, complex, 复杂的 B, B, universal, 普遍的。D, productive, 有生产力的，都不符合句意。所以第七题，我们答案就选 C, available.
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another wonderful edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.